Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, buddy, I tell you what, for no zip code, how proud are you? This has been several years in the making, hasn't it?
It has. I'm really proud of it, man. It just, the whole, just from starting out, you know, starting this out the project the way it started out and the success we're having on our single, everything's going to be all right. It's just, we're having a ball.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, when Kenny says, hey, I want to put out a record that you do. I mean, what do you say to that?
Yeah. You go, okay, when?
Yeah.
When and where you want to do that? I mean, that's pretty much what happened, because people have approached me over the years about doing another record, and I just didn't want to get back in the usual record company deal of, you know, the same old thing, and I was fine just writing songs, you know, and I've had a few songs recorded the last few years. That's a fun way to make a living, writing songs. But one night, Kenny, he called me up at the house, and I had sent two songs over, and I think it was for his last, not the album that's out, but the last album. And he said, man, you're sending me these songs. And he goes, you need to make another record.
Uh-huh.
Y'all just make another record. He goes, I could produce it and get Buddy. And man, that's what we did. We did it. We're having a good time making a record, which is like, unfortunately for a lot of people nowadays, it's not like that. It's like the stress of, you can't have a failure. You can't fail at this because it might be your last one. And it can be stressful for a lot of guys. But this one, like, we're going to go in and have fun and make a record. That's what we did.
Well, it is awesome. It's called No Zip Code. And you're being quite humble, sir, because, like, I was going to say, about every half hour here at Z100, there is a song written by David Lee Murphy that plays, whether it's Jason Aldean, whether it is Kenny or whoever, it's just exciting. And that, you know, when you said it's fun to do that and write songs, but, you know, having everything is going to be all right, seeing how that has taken off, that's got to make you feel good.
Man, I can't tell you how. I played night before last in Birmingham, Alabama, and the crowd sang every word of that song. I didn't even have to play hard.
Made it easy.
So fun. It was so fun. And it's a sing-along kind of feel-good song. Mm-hmm. And it's one that everybody can sing. And that's the best feeling as being a songwriter or artist or whatever. It's like when everybody's out there holding up their phones or holding up whatever they're drinking, and they're singing along with you, and that is a great feeling.
Whoever's listening this morning, it's called No Zip Code. Get it wherever you get your music there. I was going to ask you this. I still have a record player. Have you ever considered putting this album out on a vinyl? I know it's probably way more expensive, but I would love to listen to, like, David Lee Murphy on a vinyl record. So I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know how much it costs.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea, because those, you know, the old records look a lot cooler.
Yes.
Than those CDs. Those great big, you know, regular albums like everybody had. And if you've got record players, and it's more fun too.
Yeah.
To do. But you know what? I'm going to check into that.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Well, and then, see, because when you put a record on, it's like, oh, I got to get up and change that record. I'm going to listen to the whole thing, which is the way I like to do things. And I was listening to some of your snippets of your songs on here, and I was going to ask you about one in particular on the No Zip Code project. It's called Winnebago. So mm-hmm. I got to ask you, where's the inspiration for a song about a Winnebago?
Well, my uncle Hayden Phillips lived in Heron, and he had a little Winnebago trailer, and he would take my cousin Steve and I, we went all over camping in Southern Illinois when we were kids. Eventually, they moved that down to the Lake of Egypt, and they had a trailer down there. But we would go all over the place. We would go to, like, Pyramid State Park, and we would go down to Bellsmith Springs, and we went everywhere in that little trailer. And we just had a ball, and we were kids, and that's what the whole song's about. But it was inspired from going on those trips with my Uncle Hayden.
And then the other one I was going to ask you about, which once folks get the project, they can listen to it too. It's a real rocking song. There's sometimes I just want to rock out, and Haywire is a song that will do that. Is that just like from a night at Fred's Dance Barn or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, climbing up on the table dancing.
Yeah.
You know, right before you got thrown out.
Yeah.
There is some rock out moments on this CD. I mean, we've got some extended, like Jam, Lynyrd Skynyrd moments on there. So, it's a fun record, and it's kind of unconventional in ways because we got some sounds, and we let songs go. Like, we don't just end everything at 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Right.
We let them play a little bit. I mean, I got some of the best players in the world playing on this record. And I'm not going to cut these guys off after 3 minutes. Let's let them play.
It's called No Zip Code. And, boy, we are just super proud to play your songs right here. And honestly, like, everything's going to be all right. Dude, that song is on repeat. And I think a lot of people keep that song on repeat on their phone or whatever.
Thanks, man. I get more comments from people that are just going through different things in their life. And some of them are just normal wear and tear things, and some of them are serious, like health issues that they're going through family-wise. Yep. And they say, you know, it just seems like we just put that song on, and it just kind of takes our mind off of everything we're going through. And that's another one of those things you can never hear enough as a musician when, mm-hmm. you know, when people enjoy hearing your music.
Well, brother, hey, best of luck to you, man. Continue success. And then you go to Vegas this weekend, you do your thing out there, but just, you know, if you could give us, like, what are you working on right now for the future? And then I'll let you go.
Well, I mean, I'm just busy working on trying to get this record, you know,
yeah,
as far up the charts as we can, and still writing songs. I've got two songs on Luke's new album. I got one on Jason's new album. I got one on Thomas Rhett's new album. I'm just still writing songs for, you know, as many guys as I can write songs for, but at the same time, doing my thing, too, because my thing, it's more fun for me to go out and play my own songs than listen to somebody else sing them.
Awesome.
But we're having fun, man. I appreciate y'all pulling for me, and can't wait to see y'all.